Attorney General John Ashcroft said today that the government is moving ahead with an internet-based system to track foreign students. Congress mandated a system after the first World Trade Center bombing back in 1993, but the tracking system languished, a victim of educational lobbying and bureaucratic foot-dragging, until the September 11th attacks. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft today announced a new electronic tracking system that's supposed to dramatically improve the way the U.S. government tracks over 1 million foreign students attending U.S. colleges and trade schools.
For too long, our student visa system has been a slow, antiquated, paper-driven reporting system incapable of ensuring that those who enter the United States as students are in fact attending our educational institutions.
The new tracking system is called SEVIS, Student Exchange and Visitor Information System. It will connect over 70,000 universities, community colleges, trade schools, flight schools, even high schools that enroll foreign students to a single database at the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service. Right now, the government cannot verify when someone applies for a foreign student visa, if he ever receives it or enters the United States, much less whether he shows up at school. Ashcroft says SEVIS is going to help solve that.
Under the SEVIS regulations, schools will be notified when a student arrives at a port of entry and will be required to report to the INS if the student fails to appear for enrollment.
If a student does not show up, does not attend classes, transfers, or is expelled, Ashcroft says SEVIS will allow schools to share this information immediately with the INS. Right now, it takes 6 to 9 months for schools to report a student status if they report it at all. Justice Department officials are convinced that the 9/11 terrorists knew exactly how vulnerable this system was and exploited it. Hani Hanjour, the man who piloted the plane into the Pentagon, entered the U.S. on a student visa but never showed up to the California school that he was supposed to attend. Two other hijackers, including the mastermind, Mohammed Atta, got student visas to attend flight school. College officials agree SEVIS is the single most important step in protecting the foreign student visa program from abuse. But Terry Hartle of the American Council on Education says linking tens of thousands of schools to a massive database is not going to be easy.
This is a huge undertaking. The complexity and magnitude dwarfs anything that INS has ever attempted before.
The vast majority of the foreign students in this country, mostly from China, India, Japan, and Canada, attend about 150 schools. New York University, the University of Southern California, Purdue, and University of Texas at Austin all have huge foreign student populations. These schools already have the technology to track students electronically. It's not clear, though, whether tens of thousands of schools that don't have the technology can shift to a paperless, internet-based system quickly, or by year's end. Even the INS is lagging behind. All that the INS is doing at this point, says Hartle, is building a website.
The 74,000 schools in the country that are eligible to admit foreign students will each have to link into that system individually with software they will purchase from outside vendors. At present, none of the software is available, and no vendors have produced any software that will match up with the web-based system because the website is not open yet.
Hartle says schools need to see the regulations and specifics of the SEVIS program to make the January deadline. Attorney General John Ashcroft today said schools will be able to test the new tracking system as early as July 1st. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.